Vince Lombardi and Paul Hornung made history on the football field and deals on the golf course. In 1962, they met in the Spa City to negotiate the all-purpose backs contract during a round of golf. Lombardi said, "You didn't have that good of a year." Hornung replied, "I won MVP of the league. Doesn't that count for anything?" Together, they won 3 league championships, a Super Bowl, and bust in the Football Hall of Fame. Plan your golf course deals today at hotsprings.org, because the Spa City is Sports City.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Mountain Home kicking off to get this one started. A squib kick left side, a little hard, and it's going to be recovered by Jacksonville at the 42-yard line by Trey Newsom. The opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist for over 50 years.
You know, you see that more often, onside kicks, pooch kicks, stuff like that, anything to limit a return. You know, I saw it on college last night. 2 or 3 times we had to kick it to the up back, make them call a fair catch.
If you got good return men back there, it's becoming more and more a part of the game. Shotgun formation here for the Titans, and the play action, and it's going to be kept by Martin. Hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped, a no gain on the play. Coming up and making the stop for Mountain Home, Ben Henderson from the defensive end position.
Well, Ben did a good job that time, slow playing that and got knocked the receiver off his route first off, then did a good job of staying square and playing it to the sidelines.
So, no gain. The ball still at the 43-yard line. Second down and 10 here for the Titans. 11:28 left in this opening quarter. Handoff is to Ellis. Ellis is going to be hit, driven backwards. Now he breaks out of a tackle, turns it up the left side, running to the near sideline, knocked out of bounds. He's across the 50. He's going to pick up 7, close to 8 yards on the play. Had a chance for maybe about a 3-yard loss. Instead, it turns into an 8-yard gain.
Well, that just... the speed of the game right now, you got to adjust to it. We should have made that tackle, got to wrap up when you get back there on them, and just, you know, hit and hold on when you get in that situation. Somebody will be there to help you shortly.
It's 3rd and 2 here from the Mountain Home 49-yard line. Empty backfield, trips to the right, 2 receivers on the left side. They signal the play in. No huddle offense for the Titans. H.D. Martin, the senior quarterback, throws it in the flat right side on the screen. It's complete. It's a first down across the 45 to about the 43-yard line. And making the catch that time was Xavier Scott.
Then you see that play a lot. As we talked on the way down, they like to throw it short and let them run. They had us in a situation that time, 3 receivers. We had two defensive backs up close and one about 12 yards deep. So that's a win-win for them every time, because they're going to get a body on a body and somebody with the ball and just hope to break a big play.
A 7-yard pass play to the 42-yard line. It's a fresh set of downs here for the Titans. 11:09 left in the opening quarter. Martin out of a pistol look now. He will give it on that replay. This is Ellis. Ellis to the second level, inside the 35 to the 33. A pickup of about 9 on the play.
Well, they brought in a big fullback right there. And I say big fullback because he looks more like a lineman than a fullback. But they offset him and used him to trap and pull up the field right there. So that's a key when he's in the ball game. Lots of times it's going to be a run. Look like the same formation back the other side. Let's see if they run the same play back the other side.
2nd and 1. The ball is given to Ellis. Ellis starts right, brings it back left. He's got a first down to the 30 and finally pulled down with David Waymeyer in on the tackle for Mountain Home that time. Good to have that young man back on the field. He's missed a lot of action with a back injury this year.
Boy, he has. It's good to see him out there again. We did a much better job with point of attack that time. Made the running back cut back to the backside, and that's when David was the pursuit from the backside got there, and David was it.
Pickup of 3 to the 30-yard line. It's a fresh set of downs here for the Titans. 10:20 left in the opening quarter. We're scoreless so far from Jacksonville. Martin wants to pass, dropping straight back, looks across the middle, has a man, it's incomplete. It goes off the hands that time of the intended receiver, Mosby.
Well, that was, they had him open. He should have caught that ball right there. You know, our linebackers have to do a good job of getting in those drop zones, getting their heads on swivels and finding those receivers, and then read the quarterback's eyes. Find that receiver, know if he's is where he's at, his location, and read the quarterback.
Mosby going across the middle did not exactly stretch out for that ball.
No, he had alligator on
him. He did. Handoff inside to Ellis this time. Ellis in side ball, the 25. Loose. The ball comes out, and let's see what happens. Mount Home is celebrating. Yes, they've got the ball. It's a turnover. Ellis coughs it up, and Mount Home recovers at the 22-yard line.
It looked like Reese Winfield. I couldn't tell who had the ball, but it looked like him getting up off the pile.
So the Bombers will have their first possession of the night after the first turnover of the ball game. A fumble by the Titans, and Mountain Home will have it at the 22-yard line. Boy, Bob, that couldn't have come at a better time because the Titans were moving the ball very well.
Well, they were moving the ball very well, good mixing it up. You know, they spread the field. You have to defend the whole field, and they give those quick running backs and just a quick, easy play is 4 or 5 yards.
Mountain Home with their first play of the night. It's a handoff to Junior Williams. Bangs his way out to the 25, 26, near the 27, where they'll finally mark him down to pick up of about 5.
Pretty good surge by the offensive line that time. Little Billy-looking play or little power play. Junior just followed the halfback up into that hole right there, and a good job of blocking down.
9:41 left in the opening quarter. We are scoreless so far. David Waymeyer starting in one of those tight end positions. He goes out. Mountain Home to the line of scrimmage now with 2nd and 5. The handoff is kept on that read play by the quarterback, McKay. He has nowhere to go. He's going to lose a couple of yards back to the 25.
Well, that's a little bit of misdirection. We brought the onside halfback back across McKay's face, little fake right there. And once again, they got penetration. Can't allow penetration when you're that tight because it creates problems in the backfield.
Winfield back into the ballgame now for Mountain Home. So is Waymeyer. We'll see what the Bombers do here. It's 3rd and about 7 from the 25-yard line. Mountain Home trying to take advantage of the turnover. Big line splits now for the Bombers on 3rd down. The ball is kept by McKay on the read play. He's going to take it to the 29. He'll pick up 4, and it's 4th and about 3 coming up here for Mountain Home. They actually mark it at the 30. It's a gain of 5, 4th and 2 coming up.
Well, we talked earlier on the way down here about penalties, negative plays, and stuff like that. And when you run an offense like we do, you don't need negative plays. You need everything to be a positive, whether it be 1 yard or 2 yards or 10 yards.
Bombers will bring the punt team on, looking at a 4th and 2 here from their own 30-yard line. 8:15 left in the opening quarter. Dylan Pausch into punt for Mountain Home. And we've got a whistle, and the Bombers have to burn a timeout. They couldn't get the right personnel out there. So we'll break with 8:07 left in the first quarter. We're scoreless from Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Back in Jacksonville, and the Bombers getting ready to punt the football. It's 4th and 2 from the 30. Junior Williams in there. We'll see if they're going to run the fake, are they? Nope.
No.
I don't remember seeing him on the punt team. Maybe he has been. Punts away. It's a good kick. It's going to be taken by H.D. Martin at about the 35-yard line. He's out across the 45, the 50, the 45, and Jacksonville's going to have good field position at the Mountain Home 43-yard line.
So once again, you know, the punt returners, they make that man miss them. They got a chance to have a decent return. He did a good job of making the first man miss and was able to get up into the pile and make a decent return out of it.
A nice kick from Pausch. A little different. I know McKay is more of one of the rugby-style kickers. Pausch is more of a traditional punter.
Yeah.
He got away a pretty good kick.
Yeah, he did. That was a nice high punt. Coverage was good. You know, you got a good athlete catching the football.
Just under 8 minutes left in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Jacksonville with the ball. Martin hands it off. This is Ellis. Bounces off the first tackler. Reverses his field. Cuts back to the right. Now up the middle. He's inside the 35 and pulls tacklers with him to the 31-yard line. It's a first down run. He's going to pick up about 11 on the play.
Well, we did such a good job, the point of attack right then, and just didn't have any backside pursuit coming down to the football. And he was able to cut back and
12-yard pickup as they finally mark him down at the 30-yard line. So first down here for Jacksonville, 7:28 left in the opening quarter. Martin shifts Ellis from the left to the right. The coach is shifting back to the left. Now they want to snap it.
There's a flag.
Yeah, delay of game, I believe. Then play clock is at zero. Do they get a false start? Well, they get the false start.
They're fixing to get the delay of game.
They were.
False start.
Yep. First penalty of the night. It goes against Jacksonville. When he threw the flag, I looked up, and the play clock was a zero, so that's what I thought it was. I think it was an either-or right there. If you're wondering about the quietness of our broadcast, it's because we are in an enclosed booth. The windows don't open here.
Very stuffy enclosed.
Yeah, it is. It's been hotter in here, though,
yes,
in
has.
Years past. Martin back to pass here on first and 15. Flushed
keep
out of the pocket.
Keep
running backwards. He's all the way back at his own 45. Finally lets it go right side. Completes it to the 30 of Mountain Home. And a big play. The ball's fumbled. And it's going to be recovered by Mountain Home at the 5-yard line.
Well,
the Bombers get, yeah, Mountain Home's recovered at the 5. The pass was complete on the right side, and that was Mosby again on the reception. He takes it all the way down about the 15 where the ball popped loose, and Mountain Home recovers it at the 5-yard line.
That would have been a YouTube play right there.
That would have, wouldn't
it? Somebody had to put it on YouTube because we had him in the pocket, chased him out, reverse fields all the way back to the side, threw the wide open receiver, and somebody knocked the ball loose. And you know, I can't tell who it is. Somebody put a good lick on him on the far side. Over there.
It was about the 15 where the ball popped loose. So after all that, officially it's going to go about a 15-yard pass and catch down to the 15. The ball fumbled and recovered by Mountain Home at the 5-yard line. That was wild.
And they jumped off sides.
And the penalty is going to be against Jacksonville. That helps Mountain Home, gives them a little more breathing room. As they're pinned back at their own 5. They've got a nice scoreboard here at Jan Crow Stadium. They're getting ready to build a new stadium here in a few years, but nice video scoreboard here. First and 5, and the ball given inside on the handoff, and not much room there at all for...
That looked
see
like
who
the,
it was.
That looked like the hard dive to the halfback. He was the close line of scrimmage. We can't see, but that's just trying to hit it quick. But, you know, when you got as many people crowding the line of scrimmage as they do, and they hit those gaps, and, boy, it's just tough, tough, tough.
Say no gain on the play, so 2nd and 5 here for Mountain Home.
They've got 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Motion to the near side. The ball is given to Junior Williams. He's into the secondary. Junior scrambling across the 30, the 35, 40, all the way out to the 44-yard line. It's a pickup of 34 for Junior Williams.
Once again, that's the con to crowd the line of scrimmage. Somebody breaks it, it's a clean run, and Junior's had several of those this year. And that's, once again, a good job of the offensive line. Sideline warning, my favorite call.
The official on the near side, the Jacksonville side, throws the flag for the sideline warning. They put the ball down at the 45, so officially it's a 35-yard run for Junior Williams right up the gut. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Halfway through, we are scoreless here at Jacksonville. Bombers in the white road uniforms, blue numerals, blue pants, gold trim. Jacksonville, the black home uniforms, white numerals, and the red trim. Handoff is to Junior up the middle again, and he's going to pick up 3 to the 48-yard line.
Once again, good positive play, just 3 yards, but, you know, that's a positive play, and you continue to have that and burn the clock, and we know how they can move the football, so let's just keep it out of their hands for a while.
I was chuckling because they had one official had the ball at the 48, and I look up, and they put the ball down at the 49. So it's a 4-yard gain officially.
4-yard gain.
So 2nd and 6 here for Mountain Home. Motion comes to the near side. The keep by McKay on the replay. He's going to fall ahead. A positive play to the 48 of Jacksonville. It's a gain of 3.
Well, we're going to get somebody on number 35 because all he's doing is scraping down the line of scrimmage looking for somebody to turn up. And we get a body on him, Isaac's going to have a big run.
That's a big defensive tackle, Marcus Etherly, 5'10 and 240. 4:40 left in the opening quarter. We are scoreless here in Jacksonville. Bombers moving left to right here in this opening quarter. McKay on the option, turns it up himself, has a first down run to the second level, inside the 40, down to the 37-yard line. He's going to pick up 11.
Well, Isaac did a good job that time cutting it up just a little bit more, let that defender overrun him. And that's what happened when you get that big, that hard pursuit right there. If you plant your foot and cut up the field, you'll get a good play like that.
4:13 left here in this opening quarter. It's a first down for Mountain Home. Waymeyer brings the play in from the sideline. He's going to be the tight end on the left side. Foreman is the tight end on the right side. And the replay again, and the option kept by McKay. He is popped, falls ahead, and he's going to have a first down. Well, he got hit.
Good lick, but a heck of a run.
He takes it from the 37 to the 27, and it is a first down. Third first down of the night for Mountain Home. Third on this drive. A nice drive. Started back at the 5-yard line. Big play. It was a 35-yard run in there by Junior Williams. 3:22 left in this opening quarter, and McKay hit immediately as the ball was snapped. And Jacksonville did a good job of up front.
They had the perfect call right there. They ran a linebacker right up into the A gap the way we were going. And we've been a little bit right-handed right now. We're staying on the right hash mark. Everything's going to the right. They ran the linebacker up in that A gap on that side, and he came untouched and got to Isaac about time as he tried to hand the ball off or make his read.
It was a 3-yard loss back to the 30. So it's second and 13 here for Mountain Home. 2:44 left in the first quarter. Scoreless so far. And the linebacker gets there and hits Isaac as he at the mesh point. It's fumbled. It's picked up by Marquez Casey. Casey, the return up the right side. This was picked up at the 34.
He fumbles it.
And it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Jacksonville football at about the 16-yard line.
Well, I tell you, Brad Liddy did a great job. He was the only one back there to save that. He ended up fighting off two blockers, getting a hold of him until somebody else came along and knocked the ball loose.
We've had four possessions tonight and three fumbles. Two by Jacksonville, one by Mountain Home.
And once again, that was that same call. The linebacker stepped up in that A-gap right there, and we're going to have to pick that up and block down.
Now, the officials are talking. There's a flag somewhere, and I'm guessing this is going to be another one on the Jacksonville sideline. They've not given an indication yet.
He's talking to the Jacksonville coach.
It's an illegal forward pass. That's what it is. So the ball apparently wasn't fumbled at the end. He tried to lateral it and threw it forward instead of backwards.
Huh.
Interesting.
You don't see that very often.
So the end of the play is the 16-yard line, and that is where they're going to mark that penalty off from.
It goes all the way back. That makes a big difference right there, Brad.
Well, it does, doesn't it? It goes all the way back to the 31-yard line. I take that back, Bob. It was not illegal. Pass is one arm behind the back. Two arms is sideline interference. So it was on the sideline. The official went both hands behind his back. So
yeah, that is.
It was on the sideline again. They've already given him a warning. Well, now it's a 15-yard penalty.
The official was over there showing the Jacksonville coach the box.
So it brings it back to the 31-yard line. Martin flushed out of the pocket, running to the right side. Now he's going to be hit, and he escapes the tackle there. He's still eluding tacklers. He's run all the way from the right sideline to the left sideline. He goes out of bounds. He ran about 75 or 80 yards, and he picked up four.
Boy, he's elusive
as
you can be.
Wow, he is, isn't he? He's going to pick up 4 yards to the 27-yard line, and I guarantee you he ran 70 or 75 to do that. It's 53.5 yards across, and he went from our sideline to their sideline.
Well, he ran so far, Ben Henderson had a chance to get him twice. He almost had him, got blocked, knocked down. The kid came back, and Ben had another chance to get him and just couldn't hang on.
Boy, he is something else. 2:12 left in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Second down here for the Titans. Martin to throw, right side, and it's going to be incomplete off the hands of Trey Newsom at about the 3-yard line.
Well, he can throw it a long ways. I'm not sure how accurate he is throwing it because he threw that to a spot and said go get it, which was, and it worked pretty well. Isaac did a good job of getting over there and knocking it loose, or could have knocked it loose.
Isaac McKay starting in the secondary for Mountain Home tonight. He's starting both ways. So it's 3rd and 6 here for the Red Devils. H.D. Martin, the quarterback, out of the gun. He's got trips to the right side. Ellis is in the backfield with him. One receiver on the left side. He rolls the pocket to the right side. Across the middle, incomplete as he overshoots the receiver that time. Looking for Xavier Scott, brings up 4th down.
Well, we did a better job of keeping him in the pocket that time. Didn't get him loose and made him throw it. He has a tendency to throw off his back foot. And when you do that, threw it high, and it was that particular throw was way high.
Now Jacksonville has a pretty good kicker. It's 4th and 6 here. They're not going to be a long field goal if they tried one here. They're going to keep the offense out there. This would be about a 43-yarder, but they're going to keep the offense out there with 2:04 left in the opening quarter. 4th and about 6. Big play for the Bomber defense here. Can they hold and get the football back? Martin on the play action. Left side pass is complete at the 15, about the 14-yard line. They wave it off. The official on the backside waves it off, says incomplete, and the Bombers hold and take over on downs.
Well, I thought that thing bounced, and nobody else saw it but him, thank goodness.
Pass intended for Jordan Johnson that time, and the Bombers will take over. Boy, Bob, as much action as we've had in this first quarter, there's no score.
Boy, you're right. It's been up and down the field between the 20s.
It has.
And both teams have struggled once they get across midfield.
Bombers will start this drive at their own 27-yard line. 3rd possession of the night here for Mountain Home. And the handoff is Junior Williams straight ahead. And, again, Bob, they go to the right side, running the A-gap that time. But Junior's going to wind up picking up. Didn't look like much. They spot him out to the 30, though.
Yeah, he's going to get pick up two and a half yards. And, once again, he's got that good forward body lean. And, but, golly, there's lots of people inside. And they're trying to copy almost the defense that Jonesboro played against us, it looked like, to an extent. They waved the flag off, whatever flag there was.
1:54 left in this opening quarter. 2nd down and 7 coming up for Mountain Home from the 30-yard line after Junior gains 3.
Here they come.
That middle linebacker trying to time his leap over the center. And I'll tell you, he almost got there again, but the handoff goes to Junior Williams. He's going to pick up 3 more yards out to the 33. Well, Kevin Fulton really causing problems up the middle for Mountain Home.
Well, that A-gap, sometimes when we get that big split, it's all they can do not to run up in there. And even though we're not got that big split right now, they're still bringing people up that A-gap trying to get penetration.
3rd down here for Mountain Home, 3rd and 4 from the 33-yard line. Moving left to right, 1:17 left in this opening quarter.
Whoa! And yeah. Hard cap got him.
Kevin Fulton trying to time and run across the line of scrimmage just before the snap or just after the snap, and he got over too quick that time, and the Bombers get 5 free yards and a 1st down.
And once again, they're just going all out trying to stop the run. They have no concern for anything else outside or throwing. And they're bringing that linebacker every play on one side of the center, and he's just coming hard.
Bombers continue working out of this diamond tee. Saw the dead tee last week. Here's Junior, a sweep to the right side. He turns it upfield. He has about 5 guys hanging on him, and he's going to carry them from about 9 yards all the way out to the 47-yard line.
Well, you can't hardly get a shot at Junior's legs. You tackle him high, he's going to carry you. Those defensive backs, Junior, 250, something like that?
Yeah, they list him at 255.
And those defensive backs, 160, 165 pounds. It's hard to tackle.
They're going to give him a 1st down, a pickup of 10 to the 48-yard line. So a fresh set of downs from out to home. 29 seconds left in what's been a scoreless first quarter so far.
Here they come.
The handoff is up the middle, and not a whole lot of room there for Reese Winfield. He's going to pick up a yard to the 49. Bob, I usually like to say it's a three-man front or a five-man front. This is about a seven-man front for Jacksonville
tonight.
It's
about a seven-man front. You like to count them and snap the ball. And,
yeah.
You know, when they're bringing linebackers, it turns into about a seven-man front because they've got six three linebackers or six two linebackers and three defensive backs supposedly. But
that's the end of the first quarter. We are scoreless from Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.